I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are there any good people running for political office in this country? What is going on? Welcome to Drive Time. It's Jason. I am trying to figure out who we blame the most for this debacle in Maine with Graham Plattner. The nation has been captivated by this, partially because a number of Minnesota politicians went out there and campaigned for him. The governor, Tim Walz, endorsed this guy from the beginning. So did our outgoing U.S. Senator Tina Smith. Which has me wondering if we have absolutely failed as a public, as a voting bloc, because we have allowed politics to be turned into sports. We cheer for our team no matter what, no matter what. And so with Graham Plattner, the Nazi adjacent tattoo that he had wasn't enough. The skeezy Reddit post wasn't enough. The sexting with other women while he was married wasn't enough. The initial accusations that he was sexually harassing and sexually assaulting women, well, that wasn't enough, especially because the woman making the accusation was a Republican. I think that's like, you know, a Packers fan telling you that the Vikings are cheating. We can't believe that. And now, finally, there's a rape allegation from a fellow Democrat who was hesitant to tell her story because she believed in Graham Plattner's politics. What has happened to us as a voting public, as a society, that we just are so unwilling to see our team take a hit, we can never call out our own guys? 651-461-9226. Do you think we have some responsibility for this? Because we're just as bad as voting, as the voting public. I see it in the text messages. And you know, like, I don't want to send up, like, the bat signal. Because whenever I say anything against Donald Trump, everybody just, all the Trump fans go nuts. But let's be real, the accusations against Donald Trump, if these were accusations against his opponent in the last election, Kamala Harris, people would be howling about it. But we only howl about it when it's not our guy, when it's not our team. And the only thing I can think of to fix this, because we're not going to have some massive morality, like massive come to Jesus moment where we start calling out our own people, right? Like, that's not even, I'm not even asking you to do that because I just, it's not reasonable. It's not. We need a third party. There needs to be another choice. There needs to be a trio of options so people aren't so jammed into this binary. And this binary has caused us to absolutely lose our minds. 651-461-9226. On Facebook, Barry is noting all the Democrats who supported him now claim the high road. Hypocrites all. My question to Barry is, would he be willing to call out an example of somebody on his side that he disagrees with their morality? There is no morality in politics. There just isn't. That shark has been jumped, right? I think when the president of the United States has two dozen accusations against him, And again, like same with Graham Plattner, these accusations may or may not be true. But there's a lot of smoke there, right? With Donald Trump, there was a guilty conviction in a sexual, well, you know, what was the term? It wasn't fully sexual assault in that E. Jean Carroll case, but it was, you know, I mean, it was a $5.8 million judgment in a civil case. He was found liable for sexually abusing her. And I'm here to say that, like, a lot, I do understand this idea that accusations may or may not be true, but I also only see people pointing that out when it's their guy. Like, we have turned politics into sports. We don't care about the overall right thing to do or the right kind of person. We just cheer for our team. That's it. We made a deal when people went and voted for Donald Trump. And the deal, I think, I guess I'm curious where people are on this. I think people are fine on it, to be honest. The deal that was made is that we know that this candidate is questionable as a human being. But we like the policies. We like the bluster. We like the straight talk. There are things that people said we like. I think when we made that choice, we became more similar to a lot of European countries where for years you have seen, you know, people who are known to be cheaters, people who are known to be liars, who would be elected to governmental positions. And so this morality thing is, I think, been a more American desire for our politicians than what you see around the world. But I think a deal was made and people said, well, we want the policies. We think this person, we're going to just dismiss all these concerns. Now, the Republicans who are howling about Graham Plattner, you know, do they feel the same way about Donald Trump? I don't think so. Like, it's sports. It's become sports. We are unable to call out our own guys. And when you see it, what you see is what happened to Dean Phillips. Right? Dean Phillips was absolutely excommunicated from the Democratic Party for daring to speak out and say that Joe Biden was too old and he wasn't able to do the job anymore. And he was destroyed. He was destroyed. Texters say you need to go back to Clinton, who was impeached for lying about his affair with a young intern. Monica got more blame than Clinton. If you checked every president, you would probably find a number of them with skeletons. I do think that is true. But what's different now is you know about the skeletons and you decide that you don't care. Right? Like, that's different. And the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal was 1998. And was he reelected after that?
No.
That was his second term, yes, right?
He was initially elected in 92, so his second election would have been 96.
So that was it. Yeah. So it's just a different scenario. The Clinton scenario, it, for sure, I think you look at those years and you think about the way we understand kind of sexual harassment and power structure of a boss. I think today people would react to the Clinton-Lewinsky situation differently, don't you?
I do, but I think where there is a similarity is that people lined up either for him or behind him, not because they had great concern or lack of concern for Monica Lewinsky, but based on their political
just
leanings.
Where
remember?
They were, yeah.
It was a vast right-wing conspiracy that was out to get him, and that's what was going on. Well, no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, and the folks that were after him, again, were, you know, throwing stones in glass houses. Much of the time, as right, we would come to find out right, later on. So
we're getting a fair number of texts about Clinton, which I would just say, when you have to go back almost 30 years for your other example, it's a long time ago. We don't have to relitigate Bill Clinton every time this comes up. Although I'm sure some of you would like to say, well, where were you speaking out about Clinton? To Russia? Like, well, I was 12, so I and quite frankly, I was a very Alex P. Keaton style young Republican. So I'm sure I was speaking out against Bill Clinton because this is what we do. I don't think it's the same as it was. I do think there used to be a greater willingness to throw out your guy if they were seen to be like a potential drain. It wasn't so much that you were fighting for the moral thing, but it's that the voters used to judge someone for being a moral scumbag. And today, you guys defend it. You deflect to Clinton. You have the governor of Minnesota going to Maine to campaign for this guy who the red flags were up the wazoo. And you just do it because you want to win. People want to win. It's sports. We've turned it into sports, and we've lost our moral compass. Let's break. Lots of texts coming in. Kevin, stand by. We'll get to you. 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in a minute.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
No one party gets off the hook on this thing. This is everybody. This is not me ranting about President Trump. This is me ranting about the fact that every party is so dedicated to home team cheering that we are unwilling to call out our own people. And we saw Democrat after Democrat line up to support this dude because his story was good, this Graham Plattner. Now, he has denied it. We should play his denial. He's been accused of sexual assault by a 41-year-old Maine woman who dated him. Politico had the story. And she said that he forced her to have sex with him nearly 5 years ago. He denied the allegations.
I wanted to directly address the troubling, serious, and false allegations against me. Any accusation of non-consensual behavior is categorically false. Over the last 10 months, I have been deeply humbled by the faith Mainers have put in me. You have welcomed me into your homes, into your places of work, into your restaurants, into your houses of worship.
So you get the idea there. So he denies it, but he also is accepting the political reality. A texter says, Jason, we always say we need to vote better politicians into office, but where the hell do we find these better politicians? I think about that too, right? Like, can we get some normal people running for politics? Why is it always got to be some person with the biggest skeletons in their closet? I understand that we're in this moment where there's a rejection of sort of the, you know, corporate, created in a lab, super clean, super tidy politician. We want real people, and real people are messy. But real people do not have to be this messy, right? And it was obvious, wasn't it obvious at the beginning? I laid out the number of things that people dismissed before it was finally too much. Kevin is in Anoka at 651-461-9226. Kevin, why do you think we're so unwilling to call out our own people, our own party?
Oh, I have no problem calling out either party. I think I'm really tired of these women who come out 5, 10, 15, 25 years after the fact, and then all of a sudden this horrendous event happens to them. I think we need to have a point system, and you lose 20 points for every year that you don't say something. And after 10
Kevin,
years,
people,
you just don't have any points.
But people don't come out with an accusation maybe against a rando, right? But when that person steps up and runs for higher office, isn't it reasonable where you say, like, I think people need to know about this, and so you come forward?
Oh, then you should have done something about it, and the person would have been in jail, and they'd be a convicted felon.
Yeah, I think that's easier. That's pretty easy to say, but we know, like, for decades and decades, how difficult it is for people to be believed with their accusations of sexual assault, especially, right?
Well, the problem with the sexual assault is...
Look at Paula Jones, who Hillary Clinton said was a liar.
Well, Hillary Clinton would stand on the rooftop and say her man is perfect no matter what. She rides his coattails anywhere.
I'm just saying it's hard to be taken seriously as someone who accuses, especially a powerful man, of sexual assault. I can understand why people sometimes take their time. I do get your point, though, that there are times that you look at it, and I think it's fair to have a little skepticism. I know, like, we were in this era where people were saying, believe women, believe women. Well, I would say believe believable women, right? And maybe
I think,
when you see a lot of smoke around somebody like you did with Graham Plattner, like, I don't know, with each accusation, my willingness to believe the other accusations goes up, right?
Well, the problem is there's been far too many women who have made accusations that have turned out to be absolutely baseless, and there's been no legal repercussions against them for committing perjury.
Do you think Graham Plattner should drop out of the race, the Democrat in Maine?
It's their guy. If they want to vote for their guy, let them have him. They deserve who they vote for.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. 651-461-9226. I don't think a point system. I would not be on board with that. That is for sure. You know, my other point at the beginning, talking about the need for a third party, this texter says, I started out as a never Trumper, but when it came to election day in 2015, I couldn't stay home and allow Hillary Clinton to become president. Texter says a third or a fourth party is what we need because we do not have good choices. Frankly, I still think Trump is despicable, and I held my nose to vote for him a third time. Yeah, I think I just don't see a way out of this cycle, Dan, this cycle of, no matter what, we're going to defend our guy. I just don't. I don't think it's realistic. I mean, yes, I wish people would start. You would get more Dean Phillips, right? More people willing to call out your own team and say, like, this ain't it. This is not what we stand for. But I think too many people have decided just winning is most important. And the morality only matters when it's the other guy doing something immoral. It's sort of how we feel about cheating in the World Cup. Except the World Cup is a game, and this is not. And I think we apply that sort of same thing, and I was applying that conditional morality yesterday in the World Cup.
I will correct you on one thing.
Yes.
You said this is not. This shouldn't be, but I think you made the point earlier in the segment. We've turned it into that. We've turned it into a game.
Yeah,
it's a game that's linked to our identity, so that that's why we have to fight tooth and nail over it. We can't possibly be wrong. The other side can't possibly have any valid points, because then that threatens our very identity, which is based on this tribalism, this party tribalism.
But, like, there's a guy on Facebook right now commenting who's anti-Trump, talking about all the sexual allegations, and says, we're supposed to believe this one woman who comes out magically as Plattner is running for office? It's like, well, it's sort of yes, right? Like, can't you do better? This is where, and this was my view on Donald Trump, that I don't believe that Donald Trump is a singular being. And I think too often we've turned our politicians into, like, godlike creatures, that no one can do this but them. And, like, a lot of people could advocate for these same policies. Do I think Donald Trump is a singular creature in American politics? Yes. Do I think Donald Trump is the only person that could have been elected to advocate for tariffs and for, you know, all of the policies that Donald Trump has supported? No, I don't. And I think voters have bought into this, like, this sort of Hollywood star version, I think, is sort of how you think about it.
Sure.
The celebrity version that, like, oh, well, this is the only person who could do it, so I better defend them to the end.
Go right back to the Republican nomination process for this last presidential election, right? How many times have we heard people say, well, I don't really like him. I wouldn't have a beer with him, but I don't elect a guy to do that stuff. I elect him because he's got the right policies.
Yeah.
I mean, I would challenge anyone to try to convince me that you would get markedly different policies from a Nikki Haley or a Ron DeSantis or anybody else that was running against the president in that nomination process. And yet he won that nomination overwhelmingly. I mean, it wasn't even remotely close. And so the distinguishing factor is you had professional politicians and you had Trump, who you knew would bring some of the circus and some of the fight and some of the other stuff. So you can try and tell me it's about the policies, but it's not. It's about the fight. It's about, we want this guy because he stirs something in people that no other Republican did. And whether that's just, I think he can win and I don't think these other two can, whatever.
Right.
But the point is, you know, it's not a policy thing with him. It's never been a policy thing with him. It's a personality thing. And people gravitate towards it for whatever reasons. And that's why he's been president twice.
A woman texts in and says, the I would believe her if is so annoying as a woman, because even if she did come out all that time ago, men like Kevin would have another if for her to jump through. I didn't press charges against my boyfriend for our non-consensual experience, but if I find him pursuing a place of power where I believe he could hurt people, I'd consider it. I think that is so understandable. So understandable. And so I that text is worth tucking away in the back of your head for the next time one of these comes out. Because people delay coming forward for all sorts of reasons that are their reasons. Now, if you are the victim of a false accusation, and I was talking about this yesterday, anybody could make any accusation about me. Would it sink me? Probably. It is the world we're in. And I'm not sure how to fix that either. We do have a legal system. You do have a chance to fight. But I do think there are certain circumstances where there's enough smoke. And we don't have to trip over ourselves to be protecting people just because they share our political ideology. Let's break in a minute. Interesting story in the paper today talking about shopping centers. The end of shopping centers. It just got me thinking about where you guys are doing most of your shopping. Are you going to the mall? Are you going to a shop? What are you doing? 651-461-9226. A reminder, today is Twins Ticket Tuesday. And so we are giving away a 4-pack of tickets for this Saturday. It's the Twins and the Angels. Luther Key of Bloomington drives Twins Ticket Tuesday, so check out their brand new showroom in Bloomington or check them out at LutherKeyOfBloomington.com. Now, it's Dick Bramer being inducted into the Twins Hall of Fame on Saturday, July 11th. So that'd be a fun one. Twins.com/tickets. We're giving away those tickets to caller 3. Not now, but when Dan plays the Magic Twins sounder, make sure you call in and win. Twins baseball on CCO, the home of the Twins, tonight. First pitch at 6:40 on CCO.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I was trying to think of the last time I went to like one of the newer shopping centers in the Twin Cities. And the answer is Sunday. On Sunday at about 12:30, Alyssa wanted to get food for lunch. We had dinner plans at a friend's house that we were going to at 4 o'clock. So it was like 12:30 and we're like, we better eat something now. And we're in Maple Grove. So we pulled into the shops at Arbor Lakes where we were going to go to Punch Pizza. And there was nowhere to park. So I pulled right out of the parking lot and got on the highway. That was the last time I went to one of the Twin Cities' newer shopping centers. Axios Twin Cities headline, a decade without a major shopping center is squeezing Twin Cities retailers. It's kind of interesting that rent is going up. Retail rent in the Twin Cities last quarter grew almost 7%, largest rent hike in the nation. And so what I find amazing about this story that basically says there's a lack of space for retailers and restaurants. The last two big shopping centers that opened was City Place in Woodbury and Central Park Commons in Eagan in 2016 and 2017. Now, Woodbury City Place is like the shopping center where it used to be like that. Wasn't it insurance headquarters? Like State Farm was over there, I think. I mean, it's not like it's like the shop. What are the Woodbury shops? They have this. It's the same bit, right? Like shops at Woodbury Lakes or something like that. These are basically like glorified strip malls. Eagan Central Park Commons is the same bit, too. There's like a big old Hy-Vee in there and then a Hobby Lobby and a Total Wine. So it's like the classic suburban, like giant parking lot, big box store. I was surprised that there's a shortage of these things because aren't all of these big box stores like sort of going by the wayside? We have plenty of grocery stores. And frankly, you feel like you never have enough grocery stores, right? The grocery store can never be close enough to you. But I'm curious. I'm like, what do people need? Like what's, you know, when you think about like what stores you would want, like what, I don't know. Don't we have enough? Have I gotten to that point of life? We have enough stores. Can't we just backfill? Like, aren't there plenty of abandoned stores out there? I don't know. The story in Axios is pointing out that the Twin Cities suburbs are pretty full. And the typical shopping center today, like, I had not really considered this as a shopping center, but I guess this is the predominant thing. Like, you've got the big mall, right? Like, the indoor mall or the outdoor mall, like in Maple Grove, and there's the outlet malls in Eagan and at Albertville. And then you have the strip mall, like the old school strip mall. But I didn't think about these, like, they call these power centers, which makes it sound way cooler than it is. But that they're full. The only spot really left is like Northeast Blaine, Lakeville, Rosemount, and then that way northwest corner of Maple Grove where like Lifetime is opening that brand new fitness center up by the Target and everything. Are you guys going to stores? I feel like everyone I know that is under the age of 50 gets everything delivered to their house. And even if it's grocery, if it's Target or Walmart, they're getting that delivered to their house. Isn't everybody just, no one's leaving their house anymore, are they? Do we need more strip malls? Have you guys been driving around your suburbs thinking, you know what we need? More strip malls. Oh, more suburban giant parking lots. Wouldn't that be amazing? That's just sort of weird to me. Now, living in downtown St. Paul, I wish I had a Cub close to me, you know, and it's not that far. You go to Maplewood or whatever, but like we're getting an Aldi.
Not as close as
I don't like Aldi.
You're living in Maple Grove to get to a Cub.
In Maple Grove, like I could roll out of bed and be at like a grocery store. Yeah. There are like seven.
I think people want the shopping center, right? They want it to be filled with mom and pop places because we all hate Amazon and Walmart and all of these big boxers that are ruining the world and creating kajillionaires. And and then when it comes down to it and I need to get something I don't have time to go get it and I can click a button on my phone and it can be there in 2 hours. We just do that because it's easier and that's life and that's just what we do. So I understand the hesitancy. I mean, it's to build one of those has to cost a ton of money and you have to get a bunch of tenants that are going to sign longer term leases to make it, viable. And I think, like I said, I think people want that kind of access or they want to want it. But when it comes down to real life, that's, we vote with our phones now.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
And a texter points out actually the most interesting reuse of shopping centers we've seen in the Twin Cities has been this proliferation of Asian malls. So a texter says they're building a new Asian mall inside of Burnsville Center. Mm. They just opened a new Asia mall in Blaine. and they already have one in Eden Prairie. And it's sort of like combo food court slash ethnic grocery store.
That's what, I mean, the old school shopping center isn't going to be viable anymore.
I don't think so.
Because Amazon and the big boxers have just killed it. But
other than luxury, like...
Well, that's just it. You have to find stuff that isn't easily accessible the same way that everything else is, right? So you have to find, there has to be a theme, there has to be an experience, there has to be some sort of product that isn't easily attainable. You have to have that in order to make it work.
Texter says they need a fabric store, not necessarily a strip mall, but a fabric store. It's true. You used to have like all those Joann fabrics. There were a lot more fabric stores. There's that big one up in Maple Grove, the SR Harris, or that's in Brooklyn Park. But yeah, the kind of Michaels style fabric store. Yeah, I don't know. We have like dollar stores and then we have luxury. And Dan's right. I think everything else in the middle, you sort of are, you're getting it delivered. Let's break in a minute. I want to talk about National Dive Bar Day. I love a dive bar. What's your favorite? 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in a minute. Twins ticket Tuesday is today. Four-pack of tickets to Saturday. This weekend, it's going to be hot. And summertime at the ballpark, you know what? Shirts optional. So if you win those Twins ticket Tuesday, four-pack of tickets, shirts optional. That's according to me.
Isn't the whole tarps off thing, isn't that like a thing
that's
this year
a thing now?
Yeah.
I'm not sure
that's a good idea.
This weekend, Seth was at the Yankees Twins game in New York.
The one we lost?
No, he was at the one we won.
All right. One of the two that we won.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And he...
Otherwise, I was going to blame him.
So I was watching on TV, and they had like...
The tarps off people.
100 or 200.
Yeah, that's a thing.
College boys with their shirts off. I don't know. Have your fun, right? When Dan plays the thing, be the caller and do the deal. Okay. I promoted it, all right? At least I did it. It's National Dive Bar Day, and I hope everybody celebrates today. Now, some texters coming in. 651-461-9226. I want you to flood the text line with your favorite dive bar. We have Schuller's in Golden Valley. Not sure if it meets the criteria. I think so. That place has been around long enough. I think that's a winner. Another texter says Jimmy's on Cedar in South Minneapolis. Great food, tacky atmosphere. You need the tacky atmosphere. You need, like, I like Grumpy's in Northeast because it's simple. You know what they have at Grumpy's? Beer. It's a bar. Like, they have some wine. Do you want to drink it? No. I think if you, any bar that has wine that you look at and you're like, I can't order that, it might be a dive bar. Might be a dive bar. Dive bars are great. Grumpy's is a good one. I don't keep them. Sandy's is another good one. Dusty's, very good. Keep the text coming. Continental Diamond Time Check, $358. Yeah, you can wear your luxury pre-owned timepiece from Continental Diamond into your neighborhood dive bar. It's called Living High Low. It's fantastic. Check out their selection at ContinentalDiamond.com. Can you ask somebody out at the gym? We'll talk about that with Ask Adri.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.